بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعن عمران بن الحسين رضي الله عنهما قال بينما رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في بعض أسفاره وامرأة من الأنصار على ناقة فزجرت فلعنتها فسمع ذلك رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. We are still in this chapter that it is haram to curse any person particularly or animals, etc. That is conveyance. Whether it is the cars, whether it is our bicycles, motorbikes, whatever. It commonly happens when something goes wrong, a person in a fit of anger starts cursing. This is prohibited. And especially these dead things, what did they do us wrong? We use it wrong or something, and then we start cursing. So further, Hazrat Imran ibn Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that we were with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in one of his safars, in one of his journeys. And a woman from the Ansar was on a camel. And that camel then started shaking a bit, so that the woman cursed the camel. فَسَمِعَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ ذَلِكَ. Nabi Kareem صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ heard that. And then said, فَخُذْ مَا عَلَيْهَا وَدَعُوهَا فَإِنَّهَا مَلْعُونَةٌ. Take whatever is on the camel, that is the goods that were placed there of the people, etc., and leave that camel alone, for that camel is cursed now. The narrator of the hadith, Hazrat Imran radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, فَكَأَنِّي أَرَاهَا الْآنْ تَمْشِي فِي النَّاسِ وَمَا يَعْرِضُ لَهَا أَحَدٌ. It is as though that scene is in front of my eyes, and I can see the effects of those curses, that camel is just walking around vainlessly. Well, there nobody cares about it, nobody looks at it, takes any care. The curses of Allah were on that camel. So in this hadith, one further point that we learn, we should stay away from anything that is cursed. Places that are cursed, like casinos, etc., brothels, etc., and today even sporting places where so much haram is taking place, where there isn't parda, where their private part, their satr is exposed also, music is carrying on, video is carrying on, waste of time is carrying on, even weddings, etc. If there is music there, if there is videoing there, intermingling of sexes, wherever the wrong is taking place, Allah's curses fall there, and those things will have an effect on us also. So we should be very careful about that. In the next hadith, an Abi Barzata Nadlat ibn Ubaid al-Aslami radiyallahu anhu qal. Hazrat Ubaid al-Aslami radiyallahu anhu says, "Bainama jariyatun ala naqatin 'alayha ba'du mata'i al-qawm." We were traveling in this condition that there was a young lady on her camel, and on that camel were the goods of the people, that is like luggage that they were carrying, that was placed on her camel as well. إِذْ بَصُرَتْ بِالنَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. She passed by Nabi Kareem صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَتَضَايَّقَ بِهُمُ الْجَبَلْ. And climbing on the mountain, etc., became a bit difficult. There was some constriction on the road, or the path, or the climbing the mountain, whatever, became difficult. فَقَالَتْ حَلْ أَلَّهُمَّ الْعَنْحَا. She said, "Hey, walk. May Allah curse you." So this is a common habit, moreover in women, but even in men. For anything, we just start cursing. And this is when a person hasn't made Islah, hasn't made his tarbiyat, and his tongue is not under in control. Then for any and everything, he starts cursing. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تساحبنا ناقتٌ عليها لعنتٌ. This camel on which the curses of Allah have fallen, that camel should not be with us. The ulama have written that this means that only that camel should not be with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Otherwise, to slaughter that camel, to sell that camel, to use that camel, everything else is permissible. But it shouldn't be in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because it is a thing on which the curses of Allah are, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam won't be together with that thing on which the curses of Allah Ta'ala are. So anyway, the real lesson that we learn here is that we should stay away from cursing things in particular. We are in a very bad habit that anything doesn't work out, anything is not coming right, somebody just upsets us and we start cursing. Husband curses wife, wife curses husband, cursing the children, cursing the car, cursing people on the road, etc. This is not at all the correct way of a Muslim. And moreover, a person who is regarded as pious and a close person to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The next chapter, Babu Jawazi La'ni Ashabil Ma'asi Ghayril Mu'ayyineen. It is permissible to curse the people of sin, but not a group of people. And for what sin they are involved in, not any particular person, unless we know the person has died on kufr, only then is it permissible to curse that person. But otherwise, it is not permissible to curse anyone. And the sins that they commit, like a person commits he curses all those people who take interest, that will be permissible. But to take the name of a person and curse him, this is not permissible. To curse all those people who commit adultery, who drink liquor, generally, this is permissible, but not to curse any individual. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, قال الله تعالى على لعنة الله على الظالمين. Know well that the curses of Allah are on the oppressors, the wrongdoers. So yeah, also Allah Ta'ala has cursed them, but not taking the name of any particular wrongdoer, oppressor, but generally all those people who oppress. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, فَأَذَّنَ مُؤَذِّنٌ بَيْنَهُمْ أَلَّعَنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى الظَّالِمِينَ. On the day of Qiyamah, an announcer will announce between the people, separating the right from the wrong. And he will say that the curses, may the curses of Allah be on the wrongdoers. So generally, it is permissible to curse wrongdoers, the people who have sin and vice, but not any particular individual on his own. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to guard our tongues and use our tongues correctly and abstain from the harms and wrongs of the tongue. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.